Welcome to Pebbles of Light. I'm your host, Anne Maxson. Have you ever felt a bit lost during the dark times of life's challenges? I know I have. I'm so grateful for those friends, loved ones, and even strangers that have provided me a pebble of light in the form of understanding and support. They've blessed my life, sometimes even more than they know. Seeing a little bright spot on the path has helped me to move forward when things are difficult. This show is here to celebrate those who add light to our lives. We will share some of their stories as well as ways in which to light the paths of others. Please come find me on Instagram and Facebook at Pebbles of Light, as well as at ammaxson.com. I love having the opportunity to interact with you and hear about those who've added a pebble of light to your path. Enjoy the show. Welcome to episode 9 of Pebbles of Light. As I thought about what I wanted to title this episode, I kept thinking of strength. Our guest this week, Terry Hoeksema, is a strong and confident woman who has used her talents to help make others strong as well. Before we start the interview, I want to share a quick review from M.W. Brown. She says, quote, "This is such a light and hope-filled show. I've loved every episode because each opens my heart and lets God in to testify of how much he loves each of us. The stories Anne shares are so heartwarming and relatable. During the first episode, I received some strong impressions of pebbles of light I'd seen in my daughter's life, both that she's given and received. She's been struggling, and I was so grateful for the clear message that came, thanks to Anne, to point out those pebbles to her. Listen, you'll enjoy every episode." End quote. I'm so grateful for those words. It means so much to me when I hear that a message that I've shared has helped or benefited you in some way. So please keep sharing your thoughts with me. Here's a quick word from this week's sponsor. This week's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I have always been a strong proponent of counseling services. Even in my professional career as a pharmacist, I've felt that the effects of any medication to help with anxiety or depression can only improve when it is paired with participation in counseling. But I get it. Sometimes there are barriers to being able to go to a counselor, whether that is finding time or figuring out costs. BetterHelp strives to make counseling affordable, accessible, and convenient. They will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. If after meeting with your therapist, you don't feel it's a good fit, it is easy and free to change if needed. They even have financial aid available if necessary, and I have a very special offer for Pebbles of Light listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/pebbles. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/pebbles. BetterHelp was our sponsor last week as well, and was part of last week's Pebble. Last week, we talked a little bit about how to overcome feelings of weariness, and I gave three tips and tools of how to do it. Pebble of the week was to choose one of those three tools to help with feelings of weariness. The options were, number one, to reflect on previous successes and strive to keep moving forward in the little things that help you deal with the big things. Number two was to take time for stillness. I shared a couple of tools with that, a book called The Power of Stillness, as well as a new app out from the Small Seed called Small Seed Still. And last was to seek professional help if you're having a hard time getting out of a tough spot. And that's where our sponsor BetterHelp comes in. Please let me know if you've had a chance to work on any of those things last week. I'm excited to share this interview with Terry Hoeksema with you. Terry is the owner of Forever Fit, a personal fitness training studio in Idaho. On her website, it says, quote, "Beauty is not perfection. Skinny isn't necessarily beautiful. What is truly beautiful is confidence in oneself and the recognition that we are who we are for a very important reason." End quote. I love her refreshing view of beauty and strength, and I'm sure you will too. Let's jump into the interview. I'm so grateful for the chance today to talk with Terry Hoeksema. Terry was my personal trainer off and on for a while, and I just love her take on being healthy. Terry, do you want to take a minute to introduce yourself and share a little bit about your own path to healthy living?
Yes. Hi, Anne. Thanks for having me today. I started with a weight loss competition after I had my second baby and wasn't feeling super confident with myself, wanted to be a better version of me in regards to my children. I wanted to show them a better body image than what I had basically grown up with. So I started weight loss competitions on this blog and just kind of kept setting goals. And it went to, I became a fitness instructor. I ran a half marathon, eventually became a personal trainer and did a bodybuilding show. And then ended up leaving that bodybuilding gym that I had worked for to start my own business. So it's been a about a 10-year journey of learning to love myself enough to take care of myself and model good behaviors for my kids because I didn't want them to struggle the way that I had.
And when did that kind of become a not so much just looking at yourself and your relationship with your kids, but also a desire to help others do the same?
You know, it's funny. I feel like when I started personal training, I had already gotten there because I'd been doing these group fitness classes and I'd meet with all these people. I'd have like 20 people in a class on a Monday night at Idaho Athletic Club at the time. And I just started to get this exhilaration from feeling the excitement of other people setting a goal, meeting a goal, having realizations that they could do things they had never known they could do before. So that was, the kids were little. I would say 8 years ago is when I just really got passionate about it. Like, man, I really like helping influence women, especially to take care of themselves and to be confident, to look at themselves as a whole, you know, to remember that God had designed them and made them for this time. And that I just felt like too many people were living with this heaviness and this darkness. And so much of that stems from body image problems that I just don't think Heavenly Father really wants us to have.
I saw a quote, I just saw it yesterday. So it was kind of perfect timing from, there's a group called Beauty Redefined on Instagram. And they had this quote that said, "Loving your body isn't believing it looks good. It's knowing your body is good, regardless of how it looks."
Yes.
And I kind of loved that take on it. And I think that that's something that I've really learned from you is fitting the healthy person mold doesn't necessarily look the same for everybody. And didn't you do, you did a Real Bodies program a while back, right? Like a little promotion?
A photo shoot.
Talk a little bit about that.
So I had this idea clear back when I was working for the bodybuilding gym that I was going to just do like a real body photo shoot. And my boss at the time, he had a really good way of manipulating me into doing exactly what he wanted me to do all the time. And we just had very different philosophies about how we were going to meet and take care of clients. And I told him at that time, like, hey, I want to do this real bodies photo shoot. I don't want to diet down for a photo shoot like all of these competitors have done, like I had done in the past. I want to just show up, have a photographer take pictures and show the world that you can be okay without looking like a fitness model. And you can be celebrated without being a fitness model. You can be cool. You can be popular. That can be a thing. And he was like, no, we're not doing that. I'm not going to promote that. Why would people continue to pay me if I make them feel good enough how they are now? And I just was like so put off by that. So when I opened my own studio, I was like, I'm going to do that real bodies photo shoot. So I invited every single one of my clients and said, anybody who would like to come, I'd love to have you. We're going to be, you know, wearing like black shorts or black, like booty short underwear, sports bras or tank tops, like whatever you're comfortable wearing. So I actually had a lot of people who ended up showing up. Like, I think there was like 13 or 14 of us. And we did this whole photo shoot showcasing what these real bodies look like. All these people are mindful of eating well, mindful of exercising, taking care of their bodies. And yet we all look very different and we all look very normal. But you just don't see anything like that in the media. And I think that's a problem. It's definitely, there's a shift in the industry right now where we are seeing a lot more of that. And I really like it. And I'll always be so, so proud of that photo shoot. In fact, I was just thinking, I think I'm going to do another one of those here before too long.
Yeah, that's kind of amazing that prior person had said, oh, well, if I show people that they're good where they're at, then they're not going to want to pay me to help them get better. Yeah. But it's not, there's a lot more to better than
absolutely
what your muscle mass is. Do you know what
100%.
I mean?
And loving yourself enough to like want good for it. You know, I believe that Heavenly Father gave us these bodies. It is our job to take care of them. I don't think He wants us to be obsessive about them. But the more I love my body, the more great gratitude I have for my body that He did give me, the more that I want to take care of it and nourish it and help it be strong and help other people see, you know, your body was designed to move and designed to be able to lift and carry and run and play. When we take care of our bodies, it's easier to do those things.
Exactly. Do you have a favorite story of empowering somebody else? I'm sure you have a bunch of stories of kind of success stories, but not necessarily a, you know, a body fat percentage change or anything like that, but just of changing someone's mindset? Do you have any favorite stories? I didn't ask you this one in advance. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, it's actually really funny. I remember one of the times that I was most proud. I had a client start with me, and she's a very overweight lady, and she works on her feet all day. She's a hairdresser. And I remember when she told me it had become very easy for her to get up from fixing her sprinkler. She loves to do yard work. And there was a time when she was out in the yard and couldn't get herself up from that seated position in the grass working on the sprinkler. And so that was like such a huge thing to her that she could get up and down with ease. And I tell people all the time, like, do you want to be able to get up and down off the toilet for the rest of your life? Or do you want someone to have to help you? And the reality is exercise helps us be able to move our body for things that we want to do, but also things that we have to do. So that was a big one. Another big one was just, I can see the client in my mind, but I can't remember what her name was, but she had had some shoulder issues. And after some strength training and a little bit of dieting that we had done together and some positive mind shift stuff, she was so excited because she could reach her hand behind the strap, her own bra. That wasn't something that she had been able to do when she started with me. And, you know, just like these seemingly simple things that we kind of take for granted until we don't have them anymore. Those are two big ones that just stick out.
And you've talked a little bit about how kind of the divine purpose of our bodies. Was there a faith component in this developing your business of Forever Fit and your desire to help others? Was there a bit of a leap of faith in going into business, you know, taking out that small business loan, you know, the financial side of it? Can you talk a little bit about that?
My husband's always provided for our family. I never intended to work. I intended to be a stay-at-home mom. And through just my own journey with weight loss and running those competitions on the blog, I just, as I found that passion for helping other people, I was able to find a voice to share with people. And it was interesting because I never have been one who gets a lot of interaction, like with social media or these blog posts from years ago in the public eye, but people will reach out behind the scenes and say like, oh my gosh, thank you so much for posting about that. Like it was just exactly what I needed, or just different stories like that have happened hundreds of times. And I just, through getting feedback like that, I just always felt even more prepared or even more called to continue to share what I feel Heavenly Father has given me as my mission, basically. I take care of 35 women a week, and I am involved in their lives. I know their life stories. I just feel that Heavenly Father has kind of called me to watch over and help lead these women to find their own version of their best selves. Because I've always had such a strong relationship with God, that's been a very easy transition and a very easy bridge for me to communicate about. And so it's just worked really well for my business. But it was a huge leap of faith to open my own business. I thought maybe I'd go back to being a stay-at-home mom and would have been totally fine with that, because I loved being a stay-at-home mom. But it just was like every time I ever got nervous, like, oh, maybe it's not going to work out, it was just like Heavenly Father just sent the perfect people to the path. And I know that sounds corny, but it really is how it has worked.
In what ways has starting this business and using your voice to help others been able to help you feel like, wow, I'm being an excellent example, not only in my own health and fitness, mm-hmm. but also in my desire to lift others? And being an example of that, both for your son and your daughter.
Yeah. As far as like body image goes, you know, I feel like because there was this day we're driving in the car and I just thought to myself, I'm just going to ask him. And I said, what would you guys say if somebody asked you, why is mom exercise? And Gracie, my 13-year-old now, said, because you love your body. And I thought, oh, I've done so much better than I thought I've done. So I think because I have chosen to model healthy, positive behaviors with food and exercise and body image, I try to reinforce it's okay to be confident in ourselves because of who made us and to whom we belong. That doesn't make us egotistical. It doesn't make us conceited. It makes us, I don't know how better to say it than divine. I mean, Heavenly Father created us and gave us these bodies and put them here in this time for a purpose and a reason. And that to me is just so empowering that I want everybody to feel that empowerment. And I do believe that because my daughter and my son have been around all these women, and there are some men, but for the most part, women, they see them working on themselves in the gym. They see me interacting with them or doing live videos saying, hey, you got this, or, you know, you don't deserve to be talked to that way. Tell me three nice things about yourself. I just feel like that's my children's inner voice at this point. That was very important to me to create and to continue molding for them, because I struggled so much with body image and feeling like I wasn't enough. And I don't want other people to ever feel that way. So I want to model the behaviors that I want them to have. And so I've worked really hard at that. I feel like I always have been able to parallel church and spiritual things with our fitness journey. And I say that all the time, you know, when you're trying to improve yourself in fitness or in business or in your marriage or in your spirituality or in your parenthood, there's so many parallels that can be made. And I've always told people, you know, if it's important to you, it's important to Heavenly Father. And I have a firm testimony of that for sure.
Love that. Your husband is amazing. In what ways has he been able to help and support you with all of this?
My husband is so cute. If you guys haven't seen him, he's just as handsome as they come. And he's always really been into fitness and health long before I was. And I remember when the kids were baby, when Gracie was a baby, Jared would come home from working construction all day, and then he'd go to the gym. And I tell people now, if your partner doesn't exercise, like, don't try to force them into it. Just you keep doing what you need to do for yourself. And then usually they will come around on their own. They'll see you feel good. They'll see that you feel strong. And they'll be like, ooh, maybe I want a piece of that pie that you're participating in, kind of thing. And that's really what Jared did. I was kind of annoyed at the time, and it makes me laugh now because I feel like he created a monster a little bit, but kind of annoyed, you know, he'd be gone all day and then he'd come home and then he'd leave to go to the gym again, and Grace and I would be home. And so it was like, I could either go with him at the same time, we'd take her to the little daycare, or I could be mad at him. And I had an aunt tell me years ago, you know, you have a hardworking husband. You better find things that are important to you and things that matter to you that you can do that aren't going to always involve him, because he's always going to be a hardworking man. And so that was super powerful to me. So I decided I'm going to join him because I want to go spend time with him instead of being home watching TV, feeling not awesome about myself. You know, because Jared kind of led me to that lifestyle. Now he's so supportive. I mean, he let me use his truck title. And for those of you who know Jared, his truck is his most precious possession. And he let me use his truck title to get my business loan. And that was such a vote of confidence and such a vote of faith. And I was so excited the day that I surprised him and wrapped the title of his truck back up and had it in a gift box, because Jared's never had to do anything financially to help me run my business. And that's a huge source of pride for me and a huge source of pride for him. I would not be here for sure doing this job or reaching these type of people to the degree that I am if it wasn't for him standing behind me. And he is also so incredibly proud to have me as his wife and so incredibly proud of what I have accomplished. So that just means a lot to me.
I've always admired your relationship, the two of you. You were just so like passionate and supportive of each other in whatever the endeavor is. And so appreciate that.
But don't get it twisted, Anne. We do want to punch each other in the throat sometimes.
Well, that's the passionate part of it. Yes. Like good passion, bad passion.
I'm just kidding. There's no domestic abuse going on in our household.
So this episode will probably air right around New Year's time. What are your thoughts on New Year's resolutions as far as fitness and health go?
I love New Year's resolutions. I feel like I was a New Year's resolutioner. When Graydon was a baby, I had told my mom I really wanted that Weight Watchers scale for Christmas. And I'll just forever remember, like, that was when I changed my life. It was 2011, January 1st, first weight loss competition that I ran. I love it when people are excited at the beginning of the year. I think we can feed off of each other's energy and momentum. Some people get kind of, I don't know how better to say it than like kind of snotty because there's all these new people at the gym and all the machines are taken up. But I feel the opposite. I'm excited to see all these new people. I try to be really encouraging and smile or give them I don't give them a high five, but I feel like I do with my face. I'm excited to see people excited. And I think when we feed off each other's momentum, it's like, it doesn't take anything away from us. It just encourages us to be better. And I love that. I love it when people decide that they're going to do something. I don't like quick fixes. I don't like it when people prey on New Year's resolutioners as far as like, oh, it's January, buy this $300 tea and get skinny quick. I don't like that at all. But if anytime anyone is willing to start trying to take some steps to better themselves, to eat better food or move their body, get better sleep, anytime someone's going to start with that, I always feel like I'm your girl. I'll be your biggest cheerleader because it's not easy. It's not really a sexy or attractive package that I sell by selling these like moderate behaviors. But as a Mormon, and for you, it's like, I can really relate with Mormons when I say like the word of wisdom and the moderation in all things. I mean, that is definitely divine. And I feel the key to long-term success for everyone.
Yeah. So if someone were to be making a New Year's resolution, in your mind, what is a healthy way of doing that? Instead of saying, hey, I'm going to only eat 800 calories, you know, because a lot of times people will be like, oh, I'm going to do this quick diet. I'm going to lose all my holiday weight, all these different things.
Yeah.
In your mind, what's something, those small, achievable, moderation-based steps, what are types of things that you would recommend?
And I think that things, when people decide they want to start like a New Year's resolution or make some new healthy lifestyle behaviors, I just really like these baby step kind of ideas where you say, maybe this first 7 days, I'm going to go walking every day for 10 minutes. And then at the end of those 7 days, when you've kept that promise to yourself and you've been consistent with it, then, hey, I'm going to drink 32 ounces of water for the next 10 days. So for those 17 days at the end of that, I've walked every day for 10 minutes and I've drank 32 ounces of water. I like it when people do small, buildable habits, adding a vegetable to every meal. That's another one I really like, or to 3 meals a day. I just like it when they do small, buildable habits so that it's not so overwhelming. I feel like the diet industry really preys on people's insecurities and tries to sell quick things. And it's just like with anything, with marriages, with spirituality, quick things don't normally last. And so I just really encourage people to take like little baby steps and really cement those habits in so they can continue building on them. And I feel like the more good things you do for your body, the more good things you want to do for your body. So it's like, oh, I went for a walk today. That felt really good. I'm a bit more likely to eat a vegetable because I know that's good for my body. Does that make sense?
Yep, totally makes sense. So if let's say someone's like, okay, I want to invest $200 in my own health journey.
Yeah.
What would you recommend?
Oh gosh, that's tricky, Anne. let's see. My cousin called and said, Terry, I have $200 and I want to be healthier than I am today. What should I do? And assuming they were brand new, they weren't somebody who was already working out in a gym or already being mindful of the food that they eat, I would probably say find someone who is smart, like Trainer Terry. Be careful where you spend your money and see what online options they have available to you, because usually an online option is a little bit less expensive than like a personal training option, for example. So if it was my cousin, I would say find somebody like Trainer Terry. See what online options they have available. Maybe they might have a brand new beginner program called Get Forever Fit coming out. And that's going to walk you through all of the things that you need to do to, you guessed it, get fit forever.
Yeah.
A couple dumbbells, like a set of fives and a set of eights. That's going to run you $30 total. Get an online program with a trainer who knows what they're doing and who can help you work on your whole person, not just the exercise portion, but work on the self-love portion and the nutrition portion. And then save the other $70. So after you've been consistent for the next 4 weeks with what a smart trainer or Trainer Terry says, you can reward yourself with a new pair of workout shoes or a new workout shirt. And that's what I would say. I think there are lots of good options available. I think you just have to be smart about where you're spending your money. And I think you have to make sure that you're not buying into that seem better than they are. How does that saying go? If it seems too good to be true, it is too good to be true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not buying into those types of things.
So Get Forever Fit. Is that a real thing? Are you really doing a program?
I wasn't really meaning to do that. But yes, actually, Annika and I are just putting the finalizing touches on a new online program called Get Forever Fit. And it's designed for a brand new beginner who wants to feel the joy and vibrancy and excitement that Annika and I have created and don't really know where to start. So they're kind of like, you know, someone who's maybe overwhelmed by all the information that's available on the internet and all the different people that they follow. Annika and I have condensed our program into an online emailed program with a support group, and that will be available December 15th.
Where can people find out more information about that?
My website is foreverfitidaho.com. I'm also very active on Instagram and Facebook as Carrie Forever Fit. I post about both of those things, but there's a link on the website.
Awesome. Last question.
Yeah.
So the purpose of Pebbles of Light is to celebrate those relationships that have helped to brighten our own path and in turn help us to light the paths of others. I feel like you have talked about all the ways in which you've been able to light the paths of others, but can you share a little bit about one or two or three people who have been able to place a pebble of light in your path to help you find your way?
It kind of makes me want to cry, honestly, to hear you say that. I love that that is what you're doing. I am not coming to mind with two or three people. I'm coming to mind with hundreds of women that I've worked with over the last 10 years that have come here to get an education about how to be a healthier, more strong version of themselves and have brought to me different lights, different pebbles of light that have helped me become a better wife, a better mom, a better daughter of God, just a better human in general. And every time I do a post on this, I just think, man, how do I get so lucky that I get people to come in here and pay me? And yet I feel like I'm getting so much from them. You know, moms teaching me things that have worked with their children, wives telling me about things that have improved their marriage, people talking about how they've found this scripture study or this Bible app or whatever that has improved their life. And I just feel like I can't even narrow it down. And I don't know why I got so lucky to be surrounded by so much goodness. But for some reason, Heavenly Father knew that there was an aspect to my life that I was going to need all of these amazing women. And literally every day, I thank Him for the people that He sent me.
Thank you. That's an excellent thought. I've so appreciated this conversation. Thank you so much for being here, Terry.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I am really excited to come back and listen to it and to check out some of the other things that you've done, Anne, because I just think this is powerful, sharing these types of things and helping other people feel empowered to share real stuff to inspire others gives them courage to do it too. I think what you're doing is fantastic.
I'm so grateful for that chance to talk with Terry. After we paused the recording, I had to share with her that I didn't know if I'd ever had such a spiritual conversation about fitness. I love how she ties divine identity into personal health. I know I mentioned this book in episode 7, but I've still been working my way through The Moment of Lift, How Empowering Women Changes the World by Melinda Gates. You guys, it is such an amazing, amazing, amazing book. I'll link it in the show notes for you. One quote that I read the night of this interview really struck me. It says, quote, "A girl who is given love and support can start to break the self-image that keeps her down. As she gains self-confidence, she sees she can learn. As she learns, she sees her own gifts. As she develops her gifts, she sees her own power. She can defend her own rights. That is what happens when you offer girls love, not hate. You lift their gaze, they gain their voice." That section of the book is talking about providing education to girls in developing countries. I don't want to discount the ramifications of that amazing work, but I do feel that there is a parallel here with what Terry's philosophy is of health and fitness. She does so much to help women lift their gaze and gain their voice, and I'm so grateful for her and the influence that she has. If you also love Terry's thoughts, please take a quick moment to share this episode with a friend or write a quick review of the podcast so other people will be able to find it a little bit easier. All right, so your Pebble of the Week. I love how Terry discussed small, easy-to-implement steps toward healthy living. I'm a strong believer in habit stacking. If you don't know what habit stacking is, that's when you take something you already do automatically and you add your new habit to that thing. For me, an easy one is brushing my teeth. So this week, I want you to do some habit stacking. Think of a healthy habit that you can stack with brushing your teeth. It may be drinking a glass of water so you can up your hydration. It might be doing 10 push-ups or crunches or leg raises or a plank or whatever. Just something simple that takes less than a minute that you can tack on before or after brushing your teeth. Good luck and let me know how it goes. Let me know what habits you choose to stack. Be sure to check out the show notes for additional resources and more information about Terry and Forever Fit. And last, a quick thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. If you'd like 10% off convenient counseling, head over to betterhelp.com/pebbles. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/pebbles. Next week, the podcast will come out just a couple days before Christmas. So I'm going to just do a quick little short episode for you next week, and I'll see you then. In the meantime, keep working to identify those bright spots in your path. Thank you for tuning in today. More than what has been said, I hope that you've been able to listen to your thoughts and feelings. Maybe you've thought of someone who's brought light to your path. Let them know of your gratitude. Maybe you've been inspired as to how to add some light to your own path or the path of another. Do your best to act on those feelings and impressions. I would love to learn more about you and your experiences. Please come find me on Instagram and Facebook at Pebbles of Light. If you like what you hear, please review so we can spread this light further. You can find show notes and more resources at ammaxon.com. Until next time.